Three silly poems by Edward Lear and one by an unknown. The Jumblies by Edward Lear, 1846. They went to the sea in a sieve, they did. In a sieve they went to the sea. In spite of all their friends could say, on a winter's morn, on a stormy day, in a sieve they went to the sea. And when the sieve turned round and round, and everyone cried, "You'll be all drowned," they called aloud, "Our sieve ain't big, but we don't care a button, we don't care a fig, in a sieve we'll go to the sea." Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green, their hands are blue, and they went to the sea in a sieve. They sailed away in a sieve, they did. In a sieve they sailed so fast, with only a beautiful pea-green veil tied with a ribbon by the way of sail to a small tobacco pipe mast. And everyone said who saw them go, "Oh, won't they be soon upset, you know? For the sky is dark and the voyage is long. And happen what may, it's extremely wrong in a sieve to sail so fast." Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green, their hands are blue, and they went to the sea in a sieve. The water, it soon came in, it did. The water, it soon came in. So to keep them dry, they wrapped their feet in a pinky paper all folded neat, and they fastened it down with a pin. And they passed the night in a crockery jar, and each of them said, "How wise we are! Though the sky be dark and the voyage be long, yet we never can think we're rash or wrong, while round in our sieve we spin." Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green, their hands are blue, and they went to the sea in a sieve. And all night long they sailed away, and when the sun went down, they whistled and warbled a moony song to the echoing sound of a copper gong in the shade of the mountains brown. "Oh, Timballoo, how happy we are when we live in a sieve and a crockery jar, and all night long in the moonlight pale we sail away with a pea-green sail in the shade of the mountains brown." Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green, their hands are blue, and they went to the sea in a sieve. They sailed to the western sea, they did, to a land all covered with trees. And they bought a hoo-hoo and a useful cart and a pound of rice and a cranberry tart and a hive of silvery bees. And they bought an oink oink and some green jackdaws and a lonely monkey with lollipop paws and a 40 bottles of rainbow ree and no end of Stilton cheese. Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green, their hands are blue, and they went to the sea in a sieve. And in 20 years they all came back, in 20 years or more. And everyone said, "How tall you've grown," for they've been to the lakes and the Torrible Zone and the hills of the Chankly Bore. And they drank their health and gave them a feast of dumplings made of beautiful yeast. And everyone said, "If we only live, we too will go to the sea in a sieve, to the hills of the Chankly Bore." Far and few are the lands where the Jumblies live. Their heads are green, their hands are blue, and they went to the sea in a sieve. The Owl and the Pussycat by Edward Lear, 1871. The Owl and the Pussycat went to the sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The Owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar. "Oh, lovely pussy, oh, pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are, what a beautiful pussy you are." Pussy said to the owl, "You elegant fowl, how charmingly sweet you sing. Oh, let us be married, too long we have tarried, but what shall we do for a ring?" They sailed away for a year and a day to the land where the bong tree grows. And there in a wood a piggywig stood with a ring at the end of his nose, with a ring at the end of his nose. "Dear pig, are you willing to sell for 1 shilling your ring?" said the piggy. "I will." So they took it away and were married next day by the turkey who lives on the hill. They dined on mince and slices of quince, which they ate with a runcible spoon. And hand in hand, on the edge of the sand, they danced by the light of the moon, they danced by the light of the moon. The Duck and the Kangaroo by Edward Lear, 1870. Said the duck to the kangaroo, "Good gracious, how you hop! Over the fields and the water, too, as if you never would stop. My life is a bore in this nasty pond, and I long to go out in the world beyond. I wish I could hop like you," said the duck to the kangaroo. Said the kangaroo to the duck, "This requires some little reflection. Perhaps on the whole it might bring me luck, and there seems to be but one objection, which is, if you let me speak so bold, your feet are unpleasantly wet and cold, and would probably give me the rheumatiz," said the kangaroo. Said the duck, "As I sit on the rocks, I have thought over that completely, and I bought 4 pairs of worsted socks, which fit my web feet neatly. And to keep out the cold, I've bought a cloak, and every day a cigar I'll smoke, all to follow my own dear true love of a kangaroo." Said the kangaroo, "I'm ready, all in the moonlight pale. But to balance me well, dear duck, sit steady, and quite at the end of my tail." So away they went with a hop and a bound, and they hopped the whole world 3 times round. And who so happy, oh who, as the duck and the kangaroo? There was an old lady who swallowed a fly, by Anonymous, circa 1800s. Poor old lady, she swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Poor old lady, I think she will die. Poor old lady, she swallowed a spider. It squirmed and wriggled and turned inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Poor old lady, I think she'll die. Poor old lady, she swallowed the bird. How absurd! She swallowed the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Poor old lady, I think she will die. Poor old lady, she swallowed the cat. Meow. Think of that, she swallowed the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Poor old lady, I think she will die. Obviously, the poor old lady, she swallowed a dog. She went the whole hog when she swallowed the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Poor old lady, I think she'll die. Poor old lady, she swallowed a cow. I don't know why she swallowed a cow. She swallowed the cow to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Poor old lady. I think she'll die. Poor old lady. She swallowed a horse. She died, of course. Wow.